This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
We turn our focus now to the conversation that many people are interested on. Step aside. Step down versus step aside for 20 marks. What is the difference? Those are some of the questions that we'll probably be putting to my guests. Last night, we saw a letter written by the deputy chairperson of KwaZulu-Natal's African National Congress Provincial Executive Committee, Mike Mabuyakulu, saying that he is stepping aside. It wasn't for the first time that he does this. He's done it before, and he was reinstated by the province's Integrity Committee. So we are going to want to find out, where are we in this conversation? The National Working Committee met, and they also released a statement, which we have gone through, and those people who have not stepped aside, there is an advisory that they must be sent suspension letters, and that is according to the NC's constitution. I think it is rule 25.70 that they would be suspended under. What this means is the ANC still finds itself in quite an ambivalent point about this particular resolution and its implementation. There is a special National Executive Committee meeting that's going to take place over the weekend. I think it will be a two-day meeting. It will also look into other matters such as, receiving a report from the Secretary General's office on whether the National General Council must still go ahead in the ANC, given that there are elections, given that there must be a policy conference as well before the National Elective Congress conference that we expect in December 2022. And no doubt these things are partly dependent on the episode and behavior of COVID-19 in our country, and whether we will move into higher adjusted levels in terms of the management of the virus and our lockdown abilities. So I am joined on the line by Dumisani Ntuli, Secretary, Provincial Secretary of the ANC in KZN, and Utatus Nukizi Kalala, ANC Veterans League President. Utatus Kalala, good morning and welcome to Power Talk.
Yeah, good morning, Lukona, and good morning to your listeners.
Pemba, good morning and welcome to Power Talk.
Good morning, Mguni, and good morning to the president of the ANC Veterans League and the fellow listeners of Power FM, and thanks for having us.
Thank you very much for making the time. Perhaps let me start with you, Dumisani, because you are quite at the coalface of this step-aside matter, being the provincial secretary, having had to seek clarity as well from the Secretary General's office in terms of the letters that were sent out to provincial structures in terms of compiling the list. Let's start in this way before we get into the Mike Mabuyakulu matter. In your province, the list that you submitted, how many people were affected? And of those, how many, just give us a sense, it might not be exact figures, but give us a sense, how many of those are affected and are public representatives?
Well, thanks, Mguni. We submitted a list to the Secretary General, which has about 13 comrades, and probably 85%, if not 90% of them, are public representatives who are serving as ANC councillors in various municipalities across the province. And as you would know, there is only one member of the legislature.
Yes.
But all of them are public representatives, except the few that I think they are just leaders of the ANC.
Now, taking from that cue, Ntuli, the last time we had a conversation around this matter, the president had just closed the then NEC meeting that one particular evening before we spoke. Where are we in terms of understanding the terms and conditions of stepping aside when it comes to public representatives? So you're talking about councillors particularly. So let's say this is a ward councillor. Once this person steps aside, will there be a vacancy declared, or they will continue to be ward councillors but just not allowed to perform certain duties?
Well, look, we missed an opportunity almost a month ago when we wanted to have a meeting as the provincial secretaries and chairpersons with the national officials of the ANC, a meeting that ended up not proceeding because the national officials had to attend to another engagement. We then left it entirely on the hands of the national officials and the National Working Committee to to finalize the work that we had started, which was essentially to spell out in some detail with some specifics about what is it that we mean by stepping aside, what are the implications to a public representative, what is it that you can and cannot do during the time when you have stepped aside. So when that matter, I think the NWC meeting would have dealt with that in a much more detail on Monday. I'm hoping that in the NEC meeting this coming weekend, we will be favored with the terms and conditions, the better to answer the question that we are posing.
Absolutely. And then I suppose you might say you are not willing to give us your perspective as to what should happen to public representatives, because this is an important issue because they represent constituencies.
You are quite right, especially because the matter has now been discussed by the National Working Committee. I think that it would be prudent for me to wait until the NEC. I have my own views about how to regulate it and how to ensure that it's implemented in a manner that, firstly, is consistent with the resolution of the National Conference of the ANC, but also takes into account the fact that as much as these comrades are charged and have to appear before and are appearing before courts, we should still somehow give them a benefit of a doubt that at some point they may be cleared. So I have my own views about how to handle that process, but I think one will have to wait until the NEC to express that opinion.
Perhaps the final one before I go to Tatu Zikalala for you, Mpemba, would be to say, of those 13 people, how many have stepped aside? We saw the letter sent to you, Nobala, by your comrade who said, I remain comradely yours, Mike Mabuya Kulu. Have the other 12 remaining of the 13 sent you letters that they are stepping aside?
No, not yet, Mguna. I haven't received their letters. Only the provincial deputy chairperson at the stage has actually written a letter to formally step aside. And he has done that with immediate effect. And we accepted the letters, the provincial officials of the ANC.
Now, Tatu Zikalala, let me bring you in here and your understanding, because as veterans, you've been quite front and center of wanting some form of cleaning up of the ANC's image, but also not just its image, but ethical conduct within its members, not only leaders, but the entire body. That's why we are still partly in the decade of the CADA or the cadre from 2012 Mangaung Conference, and I suppose that decade ends next year. Your understanding, Tatu Zikalala, from a Veterans League perspective, this stepping aside in functional terms, what does it mean?
Well, you know, as far as the Veterans League, we're happy that the NWC reinforced. Actually, let me say good morning to Comrade Mtunisen Ntuli. We're happy that at last the NWC reaffirmed the position of the NEC and implemented the NEC decision. Because as the Veterans League, we're not happy that we kept on kicking the can down the road, you know, since August last year until the NEC met last month and took a resolution that those who are criminally charged should step aside. Mm. And they were given 30 days to do so voluntarily. And if they fail to do so within 30 days, it means that Rule 25.70 kicks in. And what it means is that they get suspended from the organization. And the letters are supposed to be written by the acting provincial secretaries, by the provincial secretaries. And of course, within the ANC itself, at the national level, the deputy secretary general should have done so. And so we're happy that at least there is one step forward. But for us, what is important is that if you are criminally charged, you cannot be the face of the ANC in any event. You cannot, because you cannot mobilize society. You cannot be a public representative. You cannot engage with communities. Because how do you engage with communities? Well, you still have this stain on you that you're corrupt. How do you do that? And so because, as you know, that the African National Congress does not belong to individuals. This is an organization of society, the organization of Mbutho. And when you stand there in front of society, society should know that this is a person who can be trusted by society. This is a person who will be able to fulfill the ends and objectives of the African National Congress and of society. Because the African National Congress is the only instrument that can bring about economic change and economic transformation to society. It's the only instrument in the country. And so what we are happy with is that at least now we're getting somewhere. and will help the organization and South African society.
I love the point you are raising about a person that can be trusted. And one of the things that gets raised frequently here on Power Talk by our listeners is that the ANC appears to have overly legalized the integrity question by focusing on those who are charged. There are people who are just not trustworthy, Taduzi Kalala. They've not been charged. They've been named in so many reports that their names might be involved in one wrongdoing or the other. It might just be that for some time they are managing to worm their way out of those allegations. So this idea of the people starting to trust the ANC, trust its leadership, how do you manage integrity on those who are not charged but are still bringing the name of the organization into disrepute?
Actually, that is why the ANC set up what you call the Integrity Commission, because the Integrity Commission looks after the morality of the organization itself, the integrity of the organization itself. Once you have been tainted to be corrupt, then the Integrity Commission calls you and deals with you and ask you to step aside in any position. And the Integrity Commission then refers you to a disciplinary committee. The Integrity Commission's role is to look at the moral fiber of the organization. That's the power of the Integrity Commission. And we as veterans, and of course the NEC and ANC understand that, we have to respect the rules and the guidelines of the Integrity Commission. We must make and the recommendations of the Integrity Commission must definitely be implemented, because it does not pronounce on judgment. The Integrity Commission does not pronounce on judgment. The Integrity Commission does not have the power to investigate, to ensure that the communities have been disciplined. It just says you step aside for the sake of the organization. For the past 100 years, people of South Africa trusted the ANC because and gave us support in the international community, because they trusted us as the African National Congress. That's why the African National Congress has been in power for more than 27 years.
How much scope is there? I hear that and the rationale behind, you know, the Integrity Commission and what it ought to be doing. But how much scope do you think there is, Taduzi Kalala, insofar as, you know, tackling those who may not be charged? I mean, there are people who are in ministerial positions and there have been findings against them. One minister, a finding against him by the public protector, Minister Fikile Mbalula, he's never taken that report on review. And it's questioned around when he was Minister of Sports, sponsorship for a trip to Dubai and so on. He disputes the report by the public protector, but he's never taken that report on review. So where do those kind of matters kick in this instance, rather than only looking at those charged with corruption and what is termed serious charges?
Well, the Integrity Commission has to call Comrade Fikile Mbalula. I haven't seen it in the report that he has appeared. And the Integrity Commission must be able to say to him that because of what you have done, and because you are charged, and because there's a public protector, can you kindly come in account? We say every person who is being, with the allegations against him, he must appear in front of the Integrity Commission. And I'm definitely sure that I have not seen the report. I've gone through the report. I've not seen his name. But definitely the Integrity Commission will have to call him and say he must account for this. And the disciplinary committee of the ANC has to be strengthened. It has to be strengthened and deal with those who are found wanting and discipline them properly, because society is looking upon us that we should be able to deal with corruption, because corruption is a cancer. We as African National Congress won this last election on an anti-corruption campaign, and the society believed that we'll do that.
And you did let down society with all the PPE corruption, food parcel corruption that took place during the management of COVID-19 when we were on a very strict hard lockdown, lifeline saving proceeds that were meant for the people didn't arrive at people, because some within those tasked with leadership and governing in your government let you down. How do you make people believe that indeed this is an anti-corruption ticket?
Well, the president made it very clear that those who are involved in corrupt activities and PPEs, he said it's a criminal act. And he says that it should not be allowed. And so the special investigative units are currently investigating all PPEs corruption. And of course, immediately once they are charged, if their names appear anywhere, they'll have to appear in front of the Integrity Commission. We have to strengthen the arm of the Integrity Commission, the provincial arm of the Integrity Commission. We have to strengthen the national arm of the provincial Integrity Commission. What you should understand currently is that the hawks even the capacity of the Hawks. That's why the Minister of Justice, saying it has been diminished, because immediately when Scorpions were dissolved, a lot of experienced, skilled investigators left Scorpions. And so we don't have capacity currently to investigate and prosecute immediately. And so what we are saying, that there are a lot of cases that have been referred to the Hawks, currently they're dealing with that deadlock. Because skilled, competent, professional South African citizens who work in the Hawks left Hawks immediately when Scorpions was dissolved. And so now what's happening, we're building the capacity of the investigative officers and prosecutors within that area.
We are dealing with the ANC's resolution on stepping aside, my guests, Dumisani Ntuli, Provincial Secretary in KwaZulu-Natal, and Dadus Nugizikalala, ANC Veterans League President, this morning here on Power Talk. If you want to have a conversation with them as well, 0861-987-000 is the line to dial, and you can always tweet me at @LukonaMnguni, #, Power Talk. Mpemba, I know we spoke about this a bit the last time you were here on Power Talk, and I said it in my introduction. Step aside versus step down. Is this semantics?
Well, it's quite different, in a sense that when you step down, the understanding that I think has actually developed in the movement is that when you step down is when you entirely resign from your responsibilities. While when you step aside, it essentially means that your participation in the organization would be somehow constrained or limited in order to protect the reputation and the standing of the movement. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you resign your position that you were elected on. It may very well be that depending on the time at which you are required to step aside, that the longer you are still in difficulties with the law, it affects the term of office within which you were elected. But that would be essentially a coincidence rather than an intention for a comrade to step down, in essence.
Absolutely. Tadus Galala, step aside, step down. What is your understanding? And please give clarity, if you may, on the issue. And I know this resolution is not about the Secretary General. It's about the entire body of the ANC, and that's why I have not entered his name into this conversation. But I think it's the right time to do so. What is your understanding if Ace Magashule decides to step aside? What happens to that office?
Well, what happens to that office, what it means in as far as the concerns, I'm not talking about the Secretary General, it means that you step down from the position that you're holding. You cannot participate, let's say, in case of the provincial secretary in any other province, you cannot participate in the activities of the organization. You cannot do the work that you were doing before. You cannot attend meetings of the provincial executive. You cannot attend meetings of committees, subcommittees. It means that you have moved away from that position. You're now concentrating on dealing with your child. You must cleanse your name. That's what it means.
Is the position vacant, though?
No, it's not vacant. It cannot be vacant until you have been sentenced, until you've been convicted. Until you've been convicted, then once you've been convicted, then it means that the provincial secretary or the national secretary, then they must then deal with your membership. Because once you're convicted in a crime, you cannot be a member of the African National Congress until you have appealed. And so until you have appealed to the BEC, to the Provincial Executive Committee, and to the National Executive Committee, but once you have a criminal record in the ANC, you cannot stand as a member of the African National Congress.
Dadus Galala, quickly, before I go to the lines, Tulan and Dabezita are holding. If you are saying that, what happens if two more members of the top six are charged and are asked to step aside? I mean, doesn't that pose potential organizational paralysis at a functionality level sometime down the line?
And that is why we're saying, that's what we're saying. We're saying that the justice system itself must definitely speed up the question of prosecuting.
Yeah.
Speed up the question of conviction. Actually, that's the problem that KZN has been facing.
Yes,
that
with the deputy chairperson.
Exactly. Comrades have been charged. The charge sheet is not coming through. And it creates an instability in the organization itself. And so what we are pleading, what the ANC has pleaded, with the justice minister is that he must strengthen his justice capacity, must make sure that we speed up this, the process of prosecuting people who are found wanting and who are facing criminal charges, so that life can go on. People cannot just be hanging in for 1 year without being charged but not being prosecuted and convicted. It cannot happen.
Absolutely.
And it should not happen.
Please do hold and listen in. Ndabezitha, good morning.
Hello, sir. Unjani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani?
Sikhona ngibengezekalala noNtuli.
Yebo, baba.
Ngithi ngifuna ukubuza ukuthi mina, njengoba amakhotho aseSouth Africa ethatha iminyaka neminyaka neminyaka ukuqeda ikhesi yomuntu, so le nto eyenzeka eSabaside ayivimbi yini omakhashule, njengoba sazi ukuthi kuzoba ne-conference ye-ANC next year, bonke nje laba abathintekayo, ayivimbi yini ukuba uncisha lelo thuba? Uma ubheka njengekhesi kaJacob Zuma, I think it's over 10 years now we have.
Yeah.
If you took a step aside, and I've been namhlanje to step aside to the organization.
Mm.
And then number two, anything for the people who take a good about my deployees, the ANC, my parliament, the people, Bazo was in Jan, Bazo, Bazo was in Jan, you couldn't have for how long? Umo put on home to sell all these.
Okay.
Which is some, yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
Thank you, Ndabezitha. I'll come back to my guests shortly after news headlines. Stephen, I see you and Tulani. Thomas White, we are ready for news headlines.
You're listening to Power Talk, 9 a.m. to noon.
Welcome back. It is 27 minutes to 11 here on Power Talk. I'll just continue to ask my guests to hold the line so that I take Tulani as well. Tulani, good morning. Good, how are you?
Ngiyaphila wena bhuti. Mina bengifaka isicelo nje bhuti ukuthi labo baba be-ANC baye kusitshela amanga. Dala sibona even from the previous influence ku-NPA, they decide ukuthi uba no-charge wayo. So le step aside lesizanelwe nje ukudila nama-political enemy ka-Ramaphosa. Injalo nje, akukho futhi okunye sakubona with all the presidents. That's all I want to say. Ngiyabonga.
Okay, thank you very much, Tulani. I hope that is registered. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Lokhan. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
I'm good, sir. Thank you very much for having the your guest there. I'm very much happy. And then secondly, thank you very much for not having this so-called political analyst, because the gentleman that you have there, they've made it very, very clear.
You'll be disappointed, Stephen. You will hear a political analyst in no time, but go for it. Make your point.
Yeah. My point is, what they are saying now is clear. This is not a Makhashule issue. So what Makhashule did all along after this was mentioned was that he wanted to portray it as a Makhashule issue, and it's not a Makhashule issue.
Yeah.
So the gentleman that you have there, they've made it very, very clear. The problem with is he's got a bad advice from Jay-Z. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Stephen. Let me go lastly. Jablani, good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Jablani, good morning.
Hayi, nafuna ukusho ukuthi if NPA bathizosebenza, ngicela iqale impumalanga le yo investigator. There are many allegations kuDidi Mabuza that they surfaced while he was in the was still a premier. Select, because it seems like those who are siding nobani or those who have given serious certain percentage to become or emerge may be protective. Let's be consistent. Even Limpopo, the guy who's in parliament today, former premier of Limpopo, he was in allegations. Let's apply it consistently.
Mm.
Because he's gonna divide comrades on the ground. And these guys who's called the veteran, his analysis is different from the provincial representative of KZN. They don't say the same thing. The one says you must step aside, must not participate to any event of the ANC. The one says no, you just have to be limited. So it's still clear within the ANC that there's no consistency, because it seems certain people are pushing certain agenda to secure someone's term for next coming election of the ANC.
Jablani, thank you. I've got you. Let me start off with you, Mpemba. Ntuli, I mean, you heard our listeners from Ndabezitha dealing with this question of stepping aside. What does it mean for public representatives? Do they still get to draw a salary, and maybe comment on the other issues that were raised?
Well, I think the one from Ndabezitha, maybe let me thank all the questions and comments that were raised with us. The one from Ndabezitha is precisely what I was saying earlier on, that the NEC meeting this coming weekend we'll have to address that aspect, because we had a discussion which we did not complete with the national officials, but we know that the national officials and the working committee would have covered that aspect for recommendations in the NEC, because it is only then that we'll have clarity about to what extent. You know, I've had comrades in the province who are saying to me, it's okay, I want to step aside, Comrade Nopala, but do clarify to what end. What does it mean?
Yeah.
What does it mean about me attending council meetings, as a consequence of which, if I don't do attend meetings, I'm going to have to be disqualified to be a council? And I have not been able to answer those questions, because the NEC has to address those aspects over the weekend.
Yeah.
The issue that we are not in disagreement in any way with the president of the Veterans League. The message is the same. I heard the concern of the last caller was saying that we are not saying the same thing. We're saying the same thing. The central issue is that when we are stepping aside, you would not be able to perform your responsibilities. The clarity that the framework will be articulating is practically what does the president is correct. You won't attend meetings. You won't be deployed to represent the ANC. You would not be doing the work that public representatives are supposed to do. But of course, as I said, there is still that area that the president may be in a better position, because he's an ex officio in the NWC. I'm not.
I'll definitely put it to him. Pemba, maybe an elephant in the room for you then. In that list of 13 names, was former President Jacob Zuma in that list? Because he's an ex officio member of the NEC.
No. He wasn't on that list of the names. And the reason why we never submitted his name is because we've always treated the matter of the former president as a matter that naturally belonged to the national office and the head office of the African National Congress, because this is a former president of the ANC and a former president of the Republic. And for instance, if there was any member of the NEC from KwaZulu-Natal who happens to be in conflict with the law in one way or the other, we wouldn't be expecting the province to submit that. No, that's a responsibility of the National Executive Committee.
Let me bring somebody you say is an ex-official member of the National Working Committee. That Ezikalala, this issue of former President Zuma, he is an ex-official member of the NEC. Should he also step aside from that role?
Well, it has not been discussed at all. And I think the rules of the NEC are not made for individuals. Made to safeguard the integrity of the organization.
Yes.
And so this should apply to everybody equally. And so his name has not come up. And so I think if it comes up, the NEC has to look at it and discuss it thoroughly, because we're all equal in front of the law.
Well, I suppose you are saying in principle then his name should come up.
Well, names of any individual at national or provincial level who are found wanting and who have been criminally charged, they definitely have to step aside. It doesn't matter who it is. We're all equal in front of the law. It's all that I'm saying.
Now, Galala, there's this outstanding issue which Nduli is raising to say maybe the National Working Committee delved into it. What happens to public representatives, members of provincial legislatures, members of the National of Parliament, members of councils? Do they step aside and continue to draw salaries from the public purse?
Well, we have not dealt with that issue as the National Working Committee, because we're dealing with this issue, which is a crisis. But I think the view of the Veterans League is that they should draw a salary like you are employed in any company. Immediately, any company charges you for corruption, for misdemeanors in that company, they say, step aside, get out of the company for now, and you can continue drawing the salary. But you cannot be a representative of the company itself. That's the view that we're looking at.
Are you not risking insubordinating the state in the sense that, and I've always thought, by the way, institutions should have rules on what happens. What happens to a member of parliament? Parliament should have rules that govern that. What happens when an MP is charged criminally and is appearing before the courts? I mean, are you not insubordinating the work of the state? Why are you not moving pieces of legislation and rules and regulations to deal with matters from a state point of view? Because now, when you are saying somebody must step aside from their roles there but continue to draw a salary, and the council doesn't have rules on how to withstand that action or counter or make provisions for the person that has been made to step aside, are you not insubordinating the state?
No. Lukhona, in any company, even in Power FM, once they are being charged for corruption or for any misdemeanor, Power FM will tell, step aside. There's a DC. While the DC is going on, you don't participate in any activities of Power FM at all.
I think we are in agreement. So I'm saying the company in this instance is the legislature. Power FM in this instance is the legislature. So why are we not making rules in the legislature rather than the ANC in subordinating the legislature?
The rules are there is that you cannot participate in the work of the legislature, but you can draw a salary until you have been convicted. Isn't that to be asked to leave? Being a public representative, but you can continue drawing your salary. It happens anyway. I'm talking as a former group chief executive of News and Current Affairs.
Let me bring in somebody who has been listening in on this conversation. Prof. Mcebisi Nhletyana, good morning, Kaba.
Hi, morning, Tim.
Are you well?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. You have been following this conversation, and I probably want to say two things to you that you can explore. One, it seems as if there isn't a great understanding, even from ANC leaders, on the final details, what this step-aside will entail in terms of terms and conditions. But also the question I was putting to Tatu Zikalala to say, are they not insubordinating the state by way of making people step aside, almost suspending them from their council work, legislature work, from outside the institution, whereas it would be different if it was the legislature or council itself suspending people from the workings of those institutions, given that they are appearing before the courts of law?
Well, I understand why it is a tricky issue, in the sense that someone can be charged today only to be found innocent later on. So if that person had not been drawing a salary, it would mean that that person would have been greatly disadvantaged, right?
Yes.
That's the one issue. However, the ANC has adopted the concept of revolutionary morality. Identified itself not only as a leader of government that transforms society physically in terms of improving people's lives and all that, but it also set itself a task to change the moral basis of our society. It has always been an ethical organization to reconfigure the way we treat people, our value system. And so as a moral leader, then you should always be careful not to do anything that counters the value system that you purport to infuse in society.
Yeah.
Especially now, I mean, we are getting reports of corruption almost on a daily basis.
Yeah.
There's a sense of impunity that people feel that they can do anything and get away with it. So we need to embark or initiate drastic measures that show complete intolerance of impropriety. In other societies, when a leader is charged with some kind of impropriety, they immediately step down and they leave the position. So I would, because of their commitment to revolutionary morality, because of the moral crisis that we're in now, I would rather they send a very drastic message that you step down and you don't even draw a salary. See, the problem with the ANC, the impersonal relationship that comrades have, the failure to apply rules strictly, that's what got us to where we are now. The integrity of the organization has been eroded completely because you would say, well, I know Ntuli, Sasonke, Jele, I know his family, so I can't be harsh on him. But if you build institutions, if you want people to comply with the law, with the precise terminology of the law, the intention of the law, so you have to get into the habit of applying rules and law in an uneven and cold manner so that everybody is left without any doubt that if you don't comply, therefore you'll be punished. So as leaders of society, then we need to lead by example. Because this is not just about the ANC, but it's about sending a message to the rest of society about how to conduct yourself in public as well as within institutions.
In fact, Prof. Ndletyana, what you are saying, talking about you are hearing about these allegations of corruption, if you are watching the Zondo Commission, names continuously being dropped and some names being dropped repeatedly, being alleged to have tried to influence one thing or the other. And even in some instances where people will be stepping aside, but in terms of the court proceedings, we might be seeing people in ANC colors outside of those court cases. I mean, this still injures the image of the ANC, and some people have been suggesting, is this a PR exercise, this whole stepping aside notion?
You see, it's really about the ANC. They have to appreciate the depth of our moral crisis and what it takes to change things within the party and throughout society as a whole. So you can't, having identified the crisis, and then recommend half measures.
Mm.
Because then it would come across purely as a mere gesture that is meant to portray a sense of change, when in fact there isn't any drastic change. So, and obviously you have those who are opposed to any measures, even drastic measures. They don't want any measures at all, because they are impacted by this impropriety. They are the guilty ones. So and this creates a very nonsensical discussion. People coming up with all sorts of nonsense. What about others? What about this?
Yes.
The point is that you have a party that faces a moral crisis. What do you do? So it's about sincerity and commitment to do what is necessary. You can't be entertaining all this other nonsense. I mean, that's just somersaulting stuff, fanciful arguments, because people want to get away with wrongdoing. So there is right and wrong, Glendon Tembo.
Yes.
There's no middle ground. It's clear that if you want to improve the moral standing of the party, you have to apply punitive measures and send a clear sign to society that you are really turning the corner.
Yeah.
You can't be talking of a new dawn and still make excuses for people.
Absolutely. That's an important one there. My guest, Tumisani Ntuli, Secretary in KZN for the ANC, Tatu Snuki Zikalala, Veterans League President in the ANC, and Professor Mqebisi Ndletyana there on the line. We are discussing step-aside matters. I am going to go to Mahlomula before I take the voice note that we have. Mahlomula, good morning.
Morning to you. How are you, sir?
I'm well, are you?
I'm all right. I don't know if you still remember the conversation we had on Power Perspective when you're still hosting the show, that I said to you, the problem with the ANC is that they are there not for the greater good of society.
Yeah.
That's the basis of where we are today. Mm-hmm. I hear that Mzetana is saying this, and, you know, but just to say to Ndatesnugizikalala, he still believes that, you know, they are the only ones who can change this country. I mean, in his opening remarks, he said the ANC is the only one that would change this country and take it to a better location.
Mm.
Well, I'm sorry to disagree with him. With all due respect, Ndatesnugi, you are totally, totally out of touch with the truth on the ground. Your own organization that you are leading as a veteran, that is Nikki, have failed the people of this country and continues to fail the people of this country. Everything, look around, everything, the economy, the life of the ordinary people on the ground, has deteriorated, you know, simply because of comrades looking out for each other, not caring about the people on the ground.
Okay, Mahlomula.
So for me, it goes back to that until this party dies, unfortunately, we are stuck with it and nothing is going to change.
I hear you loud and clear. Let's take some voice notes.
Lukona, this is Julius from Mpumalanga. Tell me, so the ANC is telling us that it is sending their representatives, either councillors or mayors or members of parliament, to those institutions and instructing them to go there and sit down and not work, whilst we as the taxpayers will be paying them. Is that what the ANC is telling us?
But how much scope do you think? Lukona.
A direct question to Mr. Snooki Zikalala. Please ask him to say this step aside resolution amongst the many that the ANC has taken at the Nazareth conference. Why is it so highlighted? And who gets to benefit from this? Don't lie to us that ANC now will be trusted by the people, because we know who runs the ANC. Even the guy at the top, he has been giving South Africa so many falsehoods. He lies under oath, but still you're saying integrity. Who is benefiting from this table-side resolution? Please, Mr. Snook Zikalala, answer this question. Thank you. Vusi from Temsa Square Camp.
Thank you, Vusi, there. And then before I go back to my guest, let me just take Makunga in Centurion. Good morning.
Good morning, Lukona, and to your guests. I think I want to just make 2 points. The first point is that we need to be very worried about this subordination of the state to political parties, where political parties feel it's okay to punish or suspend people from positions they hold in the party while they continue to exercise their functions within the state. It's very concerning. I think we saw it also when in KZN, the mayor was removed as chairperson of Etegweni, yet continued to function and sent even to the legislature. So it's concerning, because that seems to say, and some of them, let me make the point that some of them, the charges they hold or the charges that are against them are as a result of their functioning within the state. So it's very concerning that they will be dealt with at party level and see nothing wrong with them continuing to function within the state.
Okay.
Thank you.
Makunga, thank you very much. Maybe let me go to Tato Snooki Zikalala first and give him the first bite, because there were some questions there directed at him. Some people in disagreement, Tato Zikalala, about the accession of the ANC being the only solution to South Africa's problems. But also, you spoke about the hollowing of state institutions which happened under the ANC government's watch. How are we now with the understanding that there may be politicization of some of these law enforcement agencies in our country?
Well, I thank you very much, especially to the listeners and to their questions, to Julia, Makunu, and Masumbula. And I think we as Veterans League want to give them assurance that we as Veterans League are the custodians of ANC values, traditions, and principles. And the Integrity Commission itself is led by veterans of the African National Congress, because we have to ensure that we bring back the ethical, especially ethical conduct and morality of the ANC. Because, as I said earlier on, we want society's support because of the work that we have done, the policies that we have. And we believe that the African National Congress currently is the only organization that can bring about economic and political and social change to South Africans. But at the same time, we're disappointed with a lot of corruption, especially from our public representatives, some of our leaders. That is why we came up with the issue of NASDAQ resolution. And of course, Mangaung as well, that we should deal decisively with those who are corrupt and those who are found wanting, because a number of them have been found with their hands in the cookie jar. And we want, especially this sixth administration of Comrade Cyril Ramaphosa, I want to make it very clear that corruption should not and cannot be tolerated within the African National Congress and in government as well. And so we, as veterans, we will make sure that that happens, because the only organization that we spent our whole entire life in is the African National Congress. Some of us have been there for the past 52 years as members of this organization. And we're not going to allow it to die because of few unscrupulous elements, through greedy elements. Just imagine a person who has amassed 1.4 billion rand of assets through corruption. It's unacceptable. And so we are saying that you must lead by example. And we are happy that the National Prosecuting Authority, which is led by the Justice Minister, Lamola, they are trying to bring highly competent and qualified and skilled prosecutors prosecutors to deal with those who are involved in corruption within government and also within the African National Congress. And so we are happy, and they will make sure that we put pressure and we'll be there when to ensure that our resolutions are implemented impartially and so that to bring back the African National Congress integrity in society. We have lost ground. People don't trust us. It's a fact. We're not taking for granted. And we have to make sure that we build a capable, competent, an ethical organization that will be able to lead the government of South Africa, which is the South African government.
Mpemba, let me bring you in here for your last bite, Ntuli. I mean, taking exactly from where Dados Galala left off, competent, capable organization that can lead society. If you look at the Auditor General's reports on the state of our local government, it is not an impressive picture at all. And this is not just about corruption, even irregularities, maladministration, poor application of the law, and so on. So it seems as if, for me, the problem is quite vast and deep. Mpemba, how do you take this forward beyond just those charged with corruption and focusing even on those that have collapsed, certain governments and councils that have had to go under administration?
Well, look, I mean, I agree with the what the president of the Veterans League is saying. See, the challenge is quite enormous. It's quite big, and it requires a courageous leadership. I'm very, very confident about the current leadership of the ANC, whether at a national level or in provinces, because to turn around the situation would require a determined leadership. Professor Njetjane was saying, a determined leadership that has the courage to attend to all issues, irrespective of the individuals who are involved and irrespective of whatever a position or station they occupy in the movement. Because unless we do so, we are going to continue to fail South Africans and South Africa and the rest of the continent. Because, you know, in my own view, the ANC has not just been a governing party since 1994, but in all accounts, it does seem that it will remain a governing party for some years to come. And because of that, it therefore has a responsibility to ensure that it reposition itself as a dependable ally of our people and an effective instrument to advance transformation in South Africa. And that's precisely why, as a leadership of the ANC, we're always concerned about how we look like and how we're perceived by our people. It's essentially not about our own individual situation, but it has to do with what the historic mission of the ANC, which nobody else has set that mission, and only the ANC must lead our people to accomplish.
Pemba, thank you. Prof. Letyana, last bite from you. The issue seems to be also structural in how the ANC has failed to evolve as an organization. What should it do to try and mitigate some of these problems it is confronted with?
Well, I think this is a turning moment, I think, in dealing with the scourge of corruption in the ANC. They have taken that decision. They need to be firm, but they need to go beyond decisiveness to seriously punitive actions. Because there's been a problem of lack of application of rules and unevenness, certain people being let off scot-free. In this case, as soon as you take a decision, you are decisive and apply even more punitive action, then you are setting the tone. You are providing exemplary leadership. Going forward, others who may be entertaining similar ideas of impropriety might be discouraged from the ANC. So for me, this is encouraging from the ANC, but they need to go further and show complete intolerance of impropriety.
Complete intolerance of impropriety. Thank you very much to my guests for joining me this morning, Professor Ndlekyana, Mtumiseni Ntuli, and Tato Snookies Galal.
Thank you very much.
Good.
Thank you very much to the participants.
Thank you. Much appreciated. Well, there you have it, folks. The step aside matter is really one that is clearly contentious, inconclusive at the moment, without clear definition of the terms and conditions. I suppose the upcoming special National Executive Committee meeting is going to be one that is heated, because when we talk about those terms and conditions, that's going to be the heart of it. And as you have heard, if those who are in in public office as public representatives may still continue to draw a salary if indeed they are made to step aside. So stepping aside is different from stepping down. And in some instances, you will know that if you step down, it means you vacate. If you step aside, the position is still there. It will wait for you. And some people have been asking, what happens when you have not been cleared by the courts of law for a long time? Well, we've got news for you now. It's 11 o'clock.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.